For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. A federal program to keep older adults in the workforce is struggling to find more businesses in the Owensboro region willing to hire these elders after they upgrade their skills. In the first of a two-part series, Rhonda Miller reports on the effort to expand the program and how one 74-year-old is thriving in her new job.
Good morning, United Way of the Coalfield. This is Dee. How may I help you?
74-year-old Dee Padgett is office manager at United Way of the Coalfield in Madisonville in western Kentucky.
Yes, I can do that. What time would you like me to make that appointment for you?
Padgett has been at this job for just a few months.
I'll look at my calendar and see what I can do. I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
Padgett was hired for this job after a year and a half of training through the Senior Community Service Employment Program called CSEP. It's a federal program to retrain low-income individuals 55 and over and help them get jobs. The regional office based in Owensboro covers Davis, Henderson, Hopkins, and McLean counties. Padgett was paid minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, during training at three nonprofits called host agencies. She says that gave her a chance to upgrade her self-taught computer skills, especially in graphics, computer design, and the accounting software QuickBooks. During training, she applied for jobs.
Although I filled out applications and submitted resumes for jobs I knew I could do, I was not chosen.
She has a master's degree in adult education with a specialty in gerontology from Western Kentucky University. She's worked as director of a senior center, a senior services coordinator for a local hospital, and for the public health department. There was a gap of several years in her professional life while she was caregiver for her husband, who passed away. She says re-entering the workforce was not easy, but she had bills to pay and applied for work not related to her experience.
Jobs that, such as even cleaning, that were certainly in another skill set are way below what I had formerly done.
She did not put her age on her resume, but she did add another element.
On my resume, I had put my picture, and that probably was a mistake because I think gray hair means you'll drop dead.
Her resume and sterling recommendations caught the attention of Don Howerton, executive director of United Way of the Coalfield. Howerton says once he met Padgett, he knew she was right for the job.
She's amazing. She exceeds every expectation I had. I was just hoping that we would trudge along together and build the program because I just started in March. I was new as well. The donation tracker program, she's been on the phone with them countless times going through courses and tutoring, and she gets it, and she gets it quickly, and it's extremely important for her to get it quickly as we're in our campaign season.
Regional program manager for CSEP, Jana Sullivan, has been in the job for 2 years. She says she often hears praise when she checks back with employers.
Because they can depend on my participants, they are used to a certain type of work ethic, they are reliable.
Sullivan says 26 people are currently enrolled in the Owensboro Area Program. That's in addition to 52 who previously participated over the past 2 years, with about one-third of those finding jobs. Sullivan says it's been a mix of success and struggle.
It's been great, however, just a little difficult to get host agencies involved and employers involved to assist us in finding employment for the participants in the area.
Sullivan says she's working to convince businesses to hire these workers who've upgraded their skills and are determined to stay in the workforce. In part two of our series, you can hear more about the Owensboro Area CSEP program and the global trend of people working into their later years. That's tomorrow at this time on WKU Public Radio. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.
This story was produced with the support of a journalism fellowship from the Gerontological Society of America, Journalists Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.